It's not like everyone woke up one morning and just decided that it was time for new things. In fact, many composers' lifetimes spanned more than one musical period. We begin in Greek and Roman antiquity, where the history of Western music is primarily rooted. Of course, music has existed in virtually every single culture long before this. However, today we're focusing on Western music history. Music was an integral part of the lives of the ancient Greeks. Greek philosophers wrote about the power of music in regards to the formation of the mind and its intelligence. Playwrights such as Sophocles and Aristophanes used music in their tragedies and comedies, and the mathematician Pythagoras explored the mathematics behind musical sounds. Both the Greeks and their Roman counterparts had many musical instruments, including the lyre, the harp, and the cornu horn, which were used in a variety of ceremonies and festivals. Music thrived during this time in history, and it probably would have evolved differently if it hadn't been for two major factors: the birth of Christianity and the fall of the Roman Empire. Sieges, famine, and internal disputes caused the ancient world to crumble, giving way to the Middle Ages. Almost all technological advances vanished when the Roman Empire fell. Without effective leaders to organize such complex societies, many people grew poor and lived in relatively isolated villages. Life was difficult, and the primary focus for most people was survival, which meant that few citizens had the time, money, or desire to make music. One bright spot in the dark world of the medieval era was the church, who used music as a tool for meditation and prayer. This religious music was called plainchant. It consisted of a single melody sung in Latin. There were no instruments, as church leaders associated them with the pagan culture of the Greeks and Romans. Therefore, all plainchant was unaccompanied vocal music, which became known as a cappella, a term that essentially translates to "in the style of the chapel." The most famous type of plainchant of this era was the Gregorian chant, which was sung by monks under the rule of Pope Gregory the Great. The Gregorian monks created the first forms of musical notation, called neumes. Later, Guido d'Arezzo invented a four-line staff and system of teaching music that is the direct ancestor of the same music notation we use today. His work also became the basis of our modern solfège system. Here is the chant, Utqueant Laxis, which Guido used to teach singing. The first six musical phrases of each stanza begin on successively higher notes, giving ut, re, mi, fa, sol, and la. Note that ut is replaced by do in modern solfège. The seventh tone in the scale was given the syllable C in the 1700s and was changed to T in the 1800s by some countries.